The tug of brick-and-mortar Black Friday enticements may not have the same allure as in years past. Let's go shopping with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Obviously too early to calculate the numbers from this year, but what's the trend?
We first asked this question back in 1998, where you're going to do your shopping, and this is interesting. 4% said they were very likely to shop online on the internet using a computer. We didn't say smartphone back then, but since then we've added smartphone or tablet to the question. 4%, very likely. In fact, over 80% said not at all. Well, fast forward to today, and you've got half, 48% very likely, and another 17% somewhat likely. And in the same surveys over the years, we have asked about department stores, our poor beleaguered friends in the retail industry, brick-and-mortar department stores. At one point, it was 60%. Who said very likely to shop in department stores, and that's plummeted down now to 35%.
Frank, when did that turnaround take place?
This is the first year we've seen the flip. Now, to be sure, we did not ask these questions between 2013 and 2017, but back in 2013, it was 33% who said they were going to shop online, very likely to do that, and 39% said they were very likely to shop in department stores. So department stores were still winning 4 years ago in 2013, but now, as I mentioned, it's flipped. It's up to 48% online and down to 35% in department stores.
Regardless of where you do your purchasing, how much is being spent?
Well, I can tell you an exact number, about $860. How's that?
That sounds pretty specific.
Indeed it is. We ask Americans to estimate in dollars how much you're going to spend for your holiday gifts this season, and that's the average for all Americans. More important than that specific dollar estimate, though, is that it's usually been a pretty good predictor when we look at the trends, and that is high. In fact, in November, before Christmas, historically, we've rarely seen it this high. Particularly, we haven't seen it this high since before the recession, and it's higher than previous years at this point.
Greater disposable spending folds in with our topic last week about the economy not being the top concern for Americans.
That's absolutely right. We're way down, as we talked about, in terms of the number of mentions of the economy, or any aspect of the economy is our top problem. And presumably, the fact that Americans aren't as worried about the big picture on the economy means they feel a little more comfortable loosening the purse strings and buying a lot of presents.
Now let's move on to loosening the belt loops. Of course, one of the benefits of getting out of the house for holiday shopping is the chance to perhaps work off some of the fixins from the Thanksgiving feast. To what extent are Americans now ready to shed some pounds?
Well, Americans would like to lose weight, and that's one of the interesting things that we find over time. We have, in our survey we just did, about 56% of Americans who say, yes, they would like to lose weight. However, we follow up and ask Americans, are you actively trying to lose weight? And what we find there, it's only about a quarter who say yes. To be a little more specific, 24% of men and 29% of women will admit to us that they're actively trying to lose weight. So that's this huge discrepancy. Twice as many Americans say they would like to lose weight as say they're actively trying to.
Do we have a sense of one's ideal versus actual weight?
The average man in America today says that he weighs 196 pounds, and the average woman in America today says that she weighs 165 pounds. And both of those are near or at the highest self-reported weight that we have tracked. What's interesting is that we follow up and say, all right, how much would you like to weigh? And that's actually been going up, too. In other words, the target weight for Americans is also creeping up. The average woman in America today wishes to weigh, would like to weigh, ideally would weigh 142 pounds. And as I just told you, the average woman reports that she weighs 165, so that's about a 22-23 point discrepancy in pounds. The average man in America today wants to weigh 184, and that's about a 12-point discrepancy between what men tell us they weigh and what they would like to weigh.
Well, then, interesting that women are a little tougher on themselves than men seem to be.
That's right. I'm sure sociologically there are many reasons for this. Culturally, marketing to women, self-image considerations, and why women are more worried about their weight in the sense of wishing they weighed less. But nevertheless, these are the facts I'm laying out before you. Women are less content with what they weigh now than are men.
Frank, to what extent does self-reported weight or actual weight vary by, for example, region of the country?
Well, the middle of the country will tell us they weigh more. Maybe not a great shock, but the self-reported weight for men and women on the coasts, East Coast where we are and the West Coast out there, is significantly less than the self-reported weight in the middle of the country. And here's an interesting factoid for you, Dave. Republicans weigh significantly more than Democrats. I have to say, I think the reason for that is that Republicans are more likely to be men, and men weigh more than women. But nevertheless, Republicans are heftier than Democrats when we average it across this great country of ours this Thanksgiving season.
Then may I suggest with your next polling, you tap into the weight of independents?
Excellent question. We'll follow up on that, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.